Well, that would be us. Good morning to you. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, our red sky dawn gave way to sort of an overcast gloom. But it's not so bad.
It sure did look nice, though, for a while.
For a while, but you had to earn it. Had to get up early to go look at it.
I did. I earned it, but I was still on my way to work. I'm not going to lie about that.
It was a wonderful sight, and we're not going to do too bad today. I'll give you the full forecast, what's coming up. But right now, let's check in with Kim here. She's got today's news. Morning, Kim.
Good morning. The Deschutes County Administrator Dave Kanner has his budget message for next year, and it's different than what we've heard from local school districts and cities lately. 1110 KBND's Lori Robb explains.
The budget message, no more staff cuts and no new fees, is the first in a series of meetings before the budget is adopted in late June.
The county has made a number of cuts in past years that have helped us balance. We're not proposing any increases in building and planning fees or actually in any other fees for that matter. We're going to live with what we have. We do project that our property tax revenues are going to be down a little bit next year. That's not unusual in the current market, and we're actually down not quite as much as the cities of Bend or Redmond. So in that respect, we're doing fairly well.
Deschutes County Administrator Dave Kanner says the Board of Commissioners is also dedicated to economic development, so they are trying to help the community recover from the recession as quickly as possible by not raising fees. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
St. Charles will open two new primary care clinics this summer in fall in Bend and Sisters. Dr. Stephen Greer, a fellow Central Oregon veteran and former president of the St. Charles Bend medical staff, will work in both new clinics. He says it will help fill a need.
It's just a great opportunity for Central Oregon for us to be able to provide, you know, more services and more primary care services, and I think it will complement what's already in Central Oregon, and I think St. Charles is really looking at this being a complement to what's already here, not really trying to replace anything that's there.
The addition of two new clinics is an important next step in the hospital's development of integrated healthcare delivery system. The Sisters Clinic will open midsummer. Bend's will open in the fall. Dave Tarbett has been appointed as the permanent chief of police for the city of Redmond. 1110 KBND's Julia Gray reports.
Dave Tarbett has been acting as interim police chief while the city searched for a replacement. Mayor George Endicott says Tarbett did an outstanding job as acting chief, and he's got the community backup to prove it.
We got emails, you know, unsolicited stuff from officers, from citizens, from his peers. Everyone saying, you know, Dave is just first class. It just makes me feel good to know that he has such a good reputation. We know the whole community's comfortable with him.
Mayor Endicott says after 3 years on the force, Tarbett has earned the respect of the department. The swearing-in will be at next Tuesday's council meeting. Julia Gray, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Relief at the pumps, finally. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports prices have stabilized and have started to drop slightly.
The average price for a gallon of gas in Oregon is down a penny to $3.96.
But lease prices are starting to move down instead of the upward climb we saw the last several weeks.
Marie Dodds of AAA says Washington's average declined a fraction of a penny to an average of $4.03.
Oregon and Washington are both out of the top 10 most expensive states this week, and that is something rather unusual.
Dodds says that as long as crude oil remains below $100 a barrel, prices should continue to decline. Diesel in Oregon declined slightly to an average of $4.31 a gallon. In Portland, Brad Ford. 1110 KBND Radio News.
It's Historic Preservation Month. Tours of the Oregon State Capitol, including a hike up the spiral staircase to visit the Golden Pioneer, are available for individuals and groups. Tour guide Missy Simpson says the tours are always free because it's a public-owned building.
He is facing north, but he's looking off to the west. That was where our pioneers came in.
And the pioneer is nameless, she says, because he represents all of the people who traveled west to settle here. Tours can be scheduled in advance by calling Capitol Visitor Services. And that, folks, is a look at our news for today. If you'd like to hear these stories again or get more information, please visit our website. That's KBND.com. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk 1110 KBND.